brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Colonel Craig Roberts joining us, who worked the Oklahoma City bombing case and has documented how police officer Terrence Yankee, cop of the year, was murdered by federal forces, tortured to death for exposing and trying to expose the fact that Oklahoma City was an inside job. He'll be joining us in 30 minutes. It's a big controversy now in Oklahoma City because other police officers and others are going public. Now we have General Benton K. Parton joining us in the second hour to talk about the New World Order program of control. In the meantime, one of our regulars, Chief CIA Analyst assigned to the White House for over 8 years for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., confronted Rumsfeld yesterday, and the establishment responded as they normally do. They even began to arrest him to drag him out, but Rumsfeld said, no, don't do it. McGovern was confronting him on lies. We'll play that clip when we get back from the break. Then we'll go to a previous clip of Rumsfeld on Face the Nation, where he tried to lie and say that he'd never claimed that Iraq had WMDs. And then an unbelievable clip concerning the White House memo yesterday afternoon when Ray McGovern then showed up on Anderson Cooper's program 360 and talked about the White House memo where Bush talked about how he was going to stage the discovery of WMDs and more. So the truth really breaking big time with good old-fashioned activism, Ray McGovern standing up during Rumsfeld's speech and calling him a liar. And that's what he is. We need to physically confront these individuals, and by physically, I mean physically be there and verbally get in their face and let them know we're not going to let them go to war with Iran. If they are, they're going to have to drag us kicking and screaming, literally. And then, of course, there's another clip we've got concerning torture, a clip out of Tennessee that made international headlines where the fella, when the police broke into his house, started secretly recording them, and there are the police torturing him to sign the search warrant, to sign an agreement allowing them to search, a form that would have given them authorization to do so as they were trying to frame him. So this is the type of information we'll be covering today as we attempt to rout out corruption and expose the New World Order. The case of Terrence Yankee is just amazing. Sergeant Terrence Yankee, cop of the year, while other police and BATF were running in fear, he ran into the still burning and smoldering OKC building and hauled out personally himself quite a few people. And then, of course, he talked to BATF that day, who admitted they'd been warned not to go in. He saw them removing the unexploded bombs. And he was talking to his partner the night he was killed. He said, I'm being followed by some feds, by the FBI. They know that I've got material in this storage building. My evidence files are there. I've been told to get off the case. And then he was pulled over a few miles away from there. He was taken, he was bound, he was stabbed 13 times, he was tortured severely, and then shot in the back of the head. And I know most police love it when cops get killed. I understand that. You love it when the illegal aliens kill you. You love it when other feds kill you. You love it. You love being slaves. You love buying into the system. Okay, I'm being a little bit sarcastic. The point is that you'll get real upset when some regular scumbag kills a cop, but the feds kill cops all the time. And, of course, Colonel Craig Roberts himself, a police officer who worked the case, has been threatened as well to shut up or he's going to be in big trouble. And he's just told them that they can go to Hades, basically. So he'll be joining us because they're on the anniversary of his murder coming up Monday. There's going to be a big event in Oklahoma City. And so we're going to have Colonel Roberts on and about his letter to the police chief and a lot more. So you definitely want to join us for that. Up on InfoWars.com, we are posting Colonel Craig Roberts' letter. He, of course, is also the best-selling author of One Shot, One Kill. He's a Marine Corps sniper in Vietnam and then a colonel in the U.S. Army and intelligence. And, of course, a police officer, SWAT team commander, police helicopter pilot. Basically, he's the bionic man.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development, also ran the HARP project, wrote some of the pivotal papers on the phony Soviet-Communist-Chinese split. He's exposed the Pentagon's new map. It's a total fraud. He'll be joining us to expose the globalist program and how it ties into the communist Third International in the second and third hour today. For 30 minutes, we'll be joined by Colonel Craig Roberts, coming up talking about the murder of a police officer, clearly by the feds, concerning the Oklahoma City bombing and the expose that's now breaking in the mainstream news in Oklahoma City, and a remembrance on the anniversary of his murder coming up on Monday. So that's coming up in about 25 minutes. This broadcast is the organic response to the New World Order. We are the grassroots result of their attack on this republic. We are the American people engaging in the info war at point blank range against the globalists, and we're not backing down. We're having great successes thanks to you, so God bless you. Okay, Ray McGovern, another prominent individual from the government who is now standing up. Ray McGovern, chief CIA analyst assigned to the White House for more than 8 years in Ronald Reagan's administration and George Herbert Walker Bush, gave them their morning briefing for 6 years. For 6 years, then for 2 years was another level of doing analyst work. But the point is, that's all side issues. He confronted Rumsfeld, the defense secretary, yesterday, and he brought up the fact that
Rumsfeld lied about WMDs being in Iraq, and Rumsfeld lied again and said, no, I never said that, when he said it over 100 times. Even the mainstream news has reported on that. We played many clips of that. So we're going to roll that clip, and they began to drag him out, physically putting their hands on him. And they did drag some of the other, quote, hecklers out and bruise them up quite a bit. Back when Bush was governor, I raised the CFR and the Federal Reserve to him at the end of a speech. It was supposedly going to be a press conference. I was there for a local radio station, KJFK, and they kidnapped me for about an hour, almost broke my arm. In fact, my shoulder still hurts from it. I wake up in the middle of the night if I roll over wrong, and I'm in searing pain in my rotator cup. And, of course, we have the video clip of that up on the site as well. And all over the country, they have these vetted, staged town hall meetings. This was supposedly open to the public. And then they arrest people and drag them out when this happens. But Rumsfeld knew it would be embarrassing, so he didn't have Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst, drug out. But he used his classic gangster jokes about it. You're getting a lot of attention, buddy. So let's go ahead and roll that.
At the Atlanta History Museum, not far from downtown. He's talking to the Southern Center for International Studies. And, of course, within the speech came a few protesters.
We don't want to hear it.
And so I would like to ask you to be upfront with the American people. Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. I did not lie then. Colin Powell didn't lie. He spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence Agency people and prepared a presentation that I know he believed was accurate. And he presented that to the United Nations. The president spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence people. And he went to the American people and made a presentation. I'm not in the intelligence business. They gave the world their honest opinion. It appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and
you
we
said,
were just...
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and northeast, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that... No. Wait a minute. Let him stay 1 second. Just a second.
This is America, huh?
Yeah. You're getting plenty of play, sir.
I just like an honest answer.
I'm giving it to you.
We're talking about lies and your allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie, or were you misled?
Zarqawi was in Baghdad during the pre-war period. That is a fact.
Zarqawi? He was in the north of Iraq in a place where Saddam Hussein had no rule.
He was also in Baghdad.
Yeah, when he needed to go to the hospital. Come on, these people aren't idiots. They know the story.
You are... Let me give you an example. It's easy for you to make a charge, but why do you think that the men and women in uniform, every day when they came out of Kuwait and went into Iraq, put on chemical weapon protective suits? Because they liked the style?
Because there were chemical weapons used on
them. They honestly believed that there were chemical weapons. Saddam Hussein had used chemical weapons on his own people previously. He'd used them on his neighbor, the Iranians. And they believed he had those weapons. We believed he had those weapons.
That's what we call a non sequitur. It doesn't matter what the troops believe.
I think
what you believe.
I think, Mr. Secretary, the debate is over. We have other questions. Courtesy to the audience.
Okay. All right. Now, let's go over the points. Let me just be clear. McGovern went to the microphone during questions. Now, the other people that got drug out and did get arrested and did get bruised and beat up, and that's in the news, they were heckling. But this is an important point. Notice that they were already putting their hands on him for saying something that they didn't like, the security guards, the CNN security guards. This is the mindset. And then it's now been reported by mainstream Atlanta papers that some of the people in the crowd were grabbing on the hecklers themselves and shoving them down to the ground. So it looks like the injuries came from fellow citizens. It's just like when that Chinese-American doctor confronted the butcher of Beijing, President Hu, the dictator. People were grabbing on her and trying to cover her mouth. Other cameramen. This is what America's become. The cops don't even need to do it now. In fact, normally the police don't act like this. It's the security guards and the citizens, like a bunch of Nazis, grabbing on people. Now, notice that McGovern says, oh, yeah, this is America. This is what America is. You can hear him say that whenever they start grabbing on him. And then Rumsfeld says, no, leave him alone. By the way, of course, at that time in the Reagan administration and then again in the Bush senior administration, Ray McGovern was at the same level of Rumsfeld. They know each other. They went to school together. Ray's been on and talked about that. So here is, that's why Rumsfeld was so uncomfortable. I mean, these guys have, quote, been friends in the past. Ray McGovern is extremely prominent, and he's just lying. This is what he does. These people are congenital liars. Let's go ahead and roll the clip. Later that afternoon, they got Ray McGovern on CNN. Roll it.
What they wanted to do, namely make war on Iraq, and that they decided to do that shortly after 9/11. And my former colleague, Paul Pelosi,
fade me up. That's CNN with the bad audio. Go ahead and roll it.
Officer for the Middle East and for counterterrorism, when he says, as he did just yesterday, that there was an organized campaign of manipulation of the intelligence to prove a tie between Iraq and Al-Qaeda, the objective, of course, to make the American people think that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. When Pilar comes out with that information, then I think we need to make sure the American people know that we knew at that time there was no such tie.
He didn't answer or respond to the bulletproof question at first. You asked basically, you reiterated the bulletproof and said, that he'd indicated there was bulletproof evidence of a link between Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein's government. He then came back to it, though, and said, well, it's a fact that Zarqawi was in Iraq, and you pointed out that what did you say then?
Well, I was so glad that he disingenuously offered that, because Zarqawi was not under any Al-Qaeda or Saddam Hussein control. He was in the northern part of Iraq where no one held sway, not Saddam Hussein, certainly not Al-Qaeda. And so to adduce Zarqawi as a link with Al-Qaeda was disingenuous.
He did then go on to say, well, he was also in Baghdad, and you pointed out, yeah, when he went to the hospital.
Yeah, right. Baghdad was where the best hospital was when he needed treatment. See, Rumsfeld is above the fray, and he believes that the audience, and most of the audience there today, of course, fits this mold. They won't question him on these things. Who knows these details? Well, we know them. Why? Because it was our profession to follow such details, and we used to be able to apply our techniques and our tradecraft to foreign leaders. And it's ironic in the extreme that we need to do media analysis and leadership studies on our own leaders to find out whether they're telling the truth or they're telling lies.
How can you prove, though, a lie? I mean, you're alleging an intent to mislead, a belief that they knew there were no WMD, that they knew Saddam wasn't really an imminent threat, and they chose to go to war anyway, and they faked, they manipulated, they handpicked intelligence. Others will argue, they believed they had it, and so they looked for the intelligence that matched mm-hmm. their belief, but that they actually did believe it.
We have the minutes of his discussions with Tony Blair, the British Prime Minister, on the 31st of January 2003, where the President says there really aren't any weapons of mass destruction to be found, but we need some way to make this war. That's a good idea. Maybe we'll paint one of our U-2s with UN colors and hope that it gets shot down. Or maybe we'll get a defector out that will attest to the presence of the weapons of mass destruction. Or there's an outside chance we can just assassinate Saddam Hussein. That's on the record. The British vouch for that. We also have the Downing Street memos where the head of British intelligence came back from consultations with George Tenet in July of 2002 and said the intelligence and the facts are being fixed around the policy. The evidence on on ties between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. Okay, that's what we're really talking about. 69% of the American people believe that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11 when we went to war with Iraq. That was exactly what the administration wanted.
All right, folks. When I was watching that clip, I said, I hope McGovern brings up Downing Street and White House memo, and he did exactly that. We have them dead to rights, lying to Congress, lying to the American people to take us to war. It's treason.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are remove without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last 3 decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
We're not going to air all of them. We don't have time. Got a guest coming up, Colonel Craig Roberts. But we've got Rumsfeld saying on Meet the Press, this is Face the Nation we're about to play, that it's an urban legend. He said urban legend. He never said they had WMDs. He said it again over 100 times. So let's go ahead and roll Face the Nation. This is from 2 years ago when he was already saying that he'd never said that. Here it is.
Well, let me just ask you this. If they did not have these weapons of mass destruction, though, granted, all of that is true, why then did they pose an immediate threat to us, to
this
country?
Well, you and a few other critics are the only people I've heard use the phrase immediate threat. I didn't. The president didn't. And it's become kind of folklore that that's what's happened. The president went...
You're saying that nobody in the administration said that?
I can't speak for nobody and everybody in the administration and say nobody said that.
The vice president didn't say that?
Not, if you have any citations, I'd like to see them.
Yeah, but here it says, some have argued that this is you speaking, some have argued that the nuclear threat from Iraq is not imminent, that Saddam is at least 5 to 7 years away from having nuclear weapons. I would not be so certain.
Mm-hmm. And
close to imminent.
Well, I've tried to be precise and I've tried to be accurate.
No terrorist state poses a greater or more immediate threat to the security of our people and the stability of the world than the regime of Saddam Hussein in Iraq.
My view of the situation was that he had, we believe, the best intelligence that we had and other countries had, and that
they created a fake intelligence department to put out false intelligence. That's now admitted. We have the memos where they said they were going to frame Saddam Hussein. And I don't want to hear, oh, you're defending Saddam Hussein. No, our government created him as usual and set him up and ran the whole thing. The point is they lied. They lied premeditatedly. That is a serious crime. And that clip is nothing. I'm making a new film that is about the Iraq War, the London bombing, a bunch of other issues. We've got so many clips, we have to decide what to leave in, what to take out, where Rumsfeld and Rice and Powell and the Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, all of them, Bush, Cheney, they all sit up there and say, we know they have WMDs. We know they're going to use them. A mushroom cloud. They can kill us in 45 minutes. You all remember that. It's all part of the record, but they say it's an urban legend. They say it's folklore. They use this talking point. Then there's the whole other area of free speech. Ray McGovern was up at the microphone for his question, and they were about to arrest him or detain him or drag him out. They did do that to other people who were heckling. But here's a clip from my film, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. It's at the end of the film, where back in 98, then-Governor Bush, at the end of his speech, it was a prepared speech, we have the text of it, and he was supposed to have a press conference. They canceled that right before his speech and said no press conference. So I've been there for the press conference. I asked my question at the end. Here it is. I got kidnapped for this.
The victory will be in politics, as far as I'm concerned. The victory will be an endorsement of a philosophy. I believe in my heart of hearts the victory in 1998 is going to be good for Texas, and that's the most important thing about the campaign.
Shouldn't we abolish the Federal Reserve and the CFR? That's the real reality that none of you will talk about, most of you are members. That's what's destroying this country, Governor. Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe, and I'm being drug out. Laugh at it!
Let's grab an arm.
And I had, go ahead and bring me back up. And on top of it, again, I had the microphone there in my hand, so I was able to, you know, catch what happened on tape. And then Mike Hansen followed me out with a video camera and was able to shoot video of my kidnapping. No charges, no nothing. Drove me around for about an hour and then just pulled me over on the side of the highway and put me out right basically on the Travis County, Williamson County line. Just, exited the highway, brought me over and dropped me off. Without my car keys, without anything. I mean, this is America. And it happened to Alan Keyes. Remember back in the 96 Republican debates in the primaries? And he was scheduled on the debate commission debate roster. And the Republican leadership decided they didn't want him there. And so they had him kidnapped for over an hour. And they took him and threw him out in a crack-infested neighborhood in the major city where they were having it. So there's a lot of different issues here. And it shows the mindset. And they've charged the American doctor, the Chinese American doctor, who confronted who with a terrorism charge of intimidating a foreign official, and she's facing, what, 6 months to a year in federal prison. She'll lose her Second Amendment rights, everything. And they're throwing the book at her for, during that press conference, standing up and disrupting what they were doing. We'll be right back with Colonel Craig Roberts.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Gears and get into the murder of a valiant police officer, the type of officers we need in this country. He was the model of that, and he was brutally killed for trying to expose the Oklahoma City cover-up, the government involvement. We'll go to Colonel Craig Roberts here in just one moment. Before I do that, hey, the ball is in your court, folks. Defeating the New World Order is up to you. I can put the information out. I can make the films. I can bring you all these important guests and these great Americans or people worldwide who are fighting tyranny and the global crime syndicate. But it's up to you. We're not going to have an effect unless you take action. And I authorize you, I encourage you, I beg you, I plead with you to get my documentary films and to make copies of them for nonprofit educational purposes, to make as many copies as you can. Make a copy every night when you go to bed or burn copies on your computer. Whatever is best for you, and to give them to police, firefighters, pastors, rabbis, imams, whatever, people who can influence populations in your area. We're in the information war. We're having a great effect against the New World Order. They're trying to shut down and regulate the web right now. It's very serious. They're shutting down Access TV. They're moving to shut down our avenues because we have been effective. Believe me, we're in a toe-to-toe, 12th round heavyweight championship fight. Both sides are bleeding, are bloodied. We've got our eyes swollen shut. And we've got them on the ropes, ladies and gentlemen. We can win this thing, but we're not out of the woods. We're in deep trouble, too. So it's up to you to exert that force in the info war and to go to InfoWars.com and get Martial Law, my new 9/11 film. Get The Order of Death. Get Road to Tyranny. Get 9/11 Synthetic Terror by Webster Tarpley. Get the new video I'm carrying that's amazing, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1. It's incredible. We've got a bunch of discounts and specials on the online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com right now, so take advantage of those while those specials are still up there. We're about to change them again. So please go to InfoWars.com and get as many videos as you can. That's how you support us. You can just consider that a donation to us. That's how we operate. We're trying to expand. We're really having an effect. I know of no other organization, no other, that with the resources we have does as much as we do. We are basically like special forces soldiers behind enemy lines engaging in a real live info war. In fact, there's no basic about it. Now, this is a serious fight. We take it seriously. We work long hours because we know our family's futures are in the balance. So, again, InfoWars.com or call toll-free. They can tell you about all the titles and what the films cover and or the books and how to order them. You can do it over the phone. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. General Benton K. Parton joins us in about 24 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and go to our guest, who is Colonel Craig Roberts. We've got a big announcement, a huge announcement, coming up at the bottom of the hour in the third hour. So in about an hour and a half from now, just a huge announcement that, or a little more over an hour and a half from now, a huge announcement that's really important, is going to have a big effect against the globalists. Be sure and tune in for that. You know, I feel like I should read his letter, but he's got to go out of town, so he can't stay with us in the next hour. I feel like I should read his letter, and so if the colonel will just hold there, I'm going to read this letter as quickly as possible. But then I want to get to him so he can tell you the story of what really happened in a nutshell and how you can support this murdered officer's family and all other officers who are under the threat of federal extermination. There have been a lot of cops killed by these people. Colonel Craig Roberts wrote this on May 1st to the police chief. It says, Chief William City, Oklahoma City Police Department. I'm a retired Tulsa police officer, says dear city chief. I am a retired Tulsa police officer who was assigned by our department to assist the FBI in working on the OKC bombing case. I retired in 96 for 27 years of service. One of the reasons the Tulsa office of the FBI requested me to assist on the case was that I had contacts and sources that they did not have access to, and they felt that I might be able to develop leads and contacts that would assist with the investigation. My extra job was working as an investigative journalist, and I had several books to my credit, bestsellers, by the way. The request came from the FBI to our chief's office, Chief Ron Palmer, on April 21st, 95, 2 days after the bombing. I spent several months working on the case and found many discrepancies in the investigation that made me determine that the whole story would never be told and that things were being ignored or covered up that let others unknown escape the investigation. And he goes through it. One instance that I found extremely disturbing and very upsetting and suspect was the death of one of your officers, Sergeant Terrence Yakey. There are too many discrepancies surrounding his death, which I will outline below, and let the case simply gather dust in the archives. Again, he said, when I hurry up, I butcher this stuff. There are too many discrepancies surrounding this death, which I will outline below, to let the case simply gather dust in the archives. And it goes on for several pages. He goes through bullet points. Perhaps he can just do that in his own words now. Colonel Roberts, thanks for joining us. You've been the champion exposing this for many years now, what, over a decade, his brutal murder, and now it's really starting to break in Oklahoma, and a lot of people are standing up, so thank you for joining us.
Always glad to be back, Alex. You know they're going to have a rally on Monday in Oklahoma City, right across the street from the police station, And anybody who wants to come, be you know, they'd be glad to have you. I think it's the station, the actual address is on the letter, which is now on my website. So if everybody wants to go read the whole letter, go to riflewarrior.com, scroll down to the letter to the Oklahoma City Police Chief, and you can go over there and read the entire letter and get to all the little points that I point out in the letter. But anyway, on Monday, the Oklahoma City Bombing Investigation Commission is putting together a press conference, and they're going to have some of the relatives of Terry Yakey there, and they're going to have a little get-together to try to get the Oklahoma City Police Department to reopen this case now that they're into their third police chief since the Oklahoma City bombing.
Now, for those that don't know about this case, tell us about this amazing American, I mean, just a model officer, and we've got a photo up on Infowars.com of him charging out of the building, saving people, and he saw some things that morning that turned him on to the truth. Break it down for us.
Well, Terry Yakey was either the first or second officer in the building. He was only a couple of blocks away when the explosives went off. He made his way to the building, and of course his first thing was to try to rescue anybody that was in there. So he rushed into the building, and it was still smoking, and the rubble was still falling, and he was pulling people out, and he did that all morning. And this is after he was, you know, in the process of recovering from a back injury, and he even hurt himself even further doing this, trying to pull people out. And he was a great big guy. He was like 6'2". And
yeah, he looked like a big NFL linebacker, and you can tell he's in a lot of pain in the photos. You can see it on his face.
Yeah, he just really put himself out. But the problem was what he saw on that day that didn't escape his attention. We think that he saw some explosives that were still attached to columns in the building. We know he saw other federal agents in SWAT gear there within minutes of the explosion, as if they were already dressed up and had the building staked out. He found out later that they did have foreknowledge of the case, and he was building this case and going back to his police department trying to say, hey, guys, if we had done this, you know, they would have hung us up to dry if we let it, you know, if we were on a stakeout and let a crime occur, and then tried to say we weren't even there. So he was working that case, and because of that, he started getting hammered by his own police department. His own chain of command told him, leave it alone, walk away from it, you don't want to be there, it's a federal deal.
By the way, he was the cop of the year that year.
He was the police officer of the year that year. He was a sergeant and a patrol officer downtown. And so he started hooking up with some of the survivors in the weeks following the bombing and getting with them and saying, guys, you know, I saw stuff, and this is what I saw, and we need to write it down, and we need to work together on this and try to get to the bottom of this because something's just not right. There's a cover-up going on. As he was doing this, he continued to get hammered from people in his own chain of command, including his own chaplain on the police department, who tried to warn him off the case. During this period of time, he was going through a divorce with his wife. He was he had an apartment which got broken into, and all of his drawers were gone through. His car had been broken into twice. He started keeping the evidence he was gathering in files and in his briefcase. And finally, one day came at which the day came that he decided he better hide these files and get this stuff out of his apartment or they're going to disappear. Something's going to happen to them. He wanted to, upgrade his life insurance. He wrote a letter to his ex-wife, Tanya, saying, hey, if anything happens to me, you know, I want you to have all my stuff and this and so on and so forth. So he started to leave town that day, and he called a friend of his, and he said, look, we're going to have dinner tonight, but what's going to happen is I've got to go by this police station. They're going to chew my rear out again and tell me to get off the case. And then he even named who he was going to see. And then he was going to leave there and go out to Yukon or El Reno, and we're not sure which is a town west of Oklahoma City where he grew up. And he had a little mini storage out there someplace. And he was going to take his files and stuff and put them out there to get him away from Oklahoma City. He told his friend, he said, there's two feds in a white car. Now, we don't know why he thought that they were feds, but that's what he said. He says, they're following me. He says, I'll shake them after I leave the police department. I'll go take this stuff out to the storage, and I'll be back, and we'll have dinner. Well, he never came back. The next morning, they found him in a field not far from the El Reno Federal Reformatory, and they found his body. And they found that what had happened first was that Canadian County Deputy Sheriffs, which is the county just west of Oklahoma City, on patrol had come across a car on the road, abandoned. And they looked in the car and they saw blood in the car. Then they found some razor blades laying on the ground. And it looked like some kind of foul play had happened. So they started looking around and they ended up searching this field and they found his body out in the field. Now here's the strange part. when they got to the medical examiner's office, first, they didn't find any gun at the scene until an hour after the Oklahoma City Police Department and the FBI showed up, which was later, about 9 o'clock in the morning. And then they found a gun. We still don't know what kind of gun they found, but that's allegedly when they found the gun. But if you'll go to my website at riflewarrior.com, and you go to the letter to the Oklahoma City Police Department, I've got a link in there that will take you to who killed Terry Yakey, and you scroll down to the bottom, that has the autopsy diagrams, and you can see for yourself what
and just so you know, Colonel, we're linking to that right now on InfoWars.com directly to those subpages. Go ahead.
Great. And the one on who killed Terry Yakey, if you go down to the bottom, you see the autopsy diagrams, or they didn't do an autopsy. The medical examiner just did diagrams of the wounds on his body, and this is what's important. He had 16, I think, cut wounds on his body. He had three or four inside of each wrist, two or three inside of each elbow, and both jugular veins slashed. He had rope marks around his neck. He had handcuff marks on his hand. He'd been beaten up. And most of all, he had a gunshot, a small caliber gunshot, from above his right temple down through the bottom of his left cheek. Now, no one, if they're going to shoot themselves, takes a gun, holds it up in the air, points it down, and fires at a 45-degree downward angle. On top of that, it was such a small caliber that it made a small exit hole. There wasn't that much damage done physically to the body, but there was no hardly anything but a little bit of gunpowder soot on the entrance wound. And any officer out there, anybody that's ever worked a gunshot on a contact wound, knows that if you just take a pistol and you hold it up to your head and you pull the trigger, then you blow away a large amount of skin right there where the gases escape from the muscle.
Yeah, the gases. In fact, people die all the time on Hollywood sets when they put a blank up to their head because just the gas blows a hole in their head and shoots a chunk of bone into the brain.
Right, and it's called starrations, and it blows a star-shaped pattern of flesh away from the skin opens up that way from the gases.
Well I've never shot people like you have, Colonel, but I've shot a deer before, and 20 minutes later walk up in the woods, it's still alive, and I've sat there and pulled a handgun out and shot it in the head at about a foot away, and it still puts a blast point on the side of its head.
Well, sure. Well, the only time there isn't any is if you use a silencer, because a silencer absorbs most of the gases. And that's a period, if you look at those diagrams, it tells you that there's a barrel contact barrel imprint on the skin. So you know it was a contact wound. So it's just so obvious what this was. He'd been followed. He'd been taken out of his car. He'd been beaten up. He'd been slashed. He'd been tortured. He'd been drugged through this field. And they finally ended up, he had to be down on his knees with somebody standing to his right side pointing a gun down through his head and pulling the trigger.
And by the way, he was tough. I mean, as much as they cut him, it looked like he was hard to kill.
Oh, yeah. This guy, he was one big muscle-bound guy, and there would have been a heck of a fight. It would have taken more than one person to do this, so at least two, if not more.
It's clear they pulled guns on him, put him in handcuffs, took him, and tortured him. Now, who do you think did it? I mean, he's a trained police officer, obviously looked like an unmarked car, white car following. Colonel, you've been researching this for years. Who do you think killed him?
Well, basically, you have to remember
Special
that,
Forces Detachment or something?
Well, no, you know what? I've developed my own theory on this over the years, but we have to remember, this was during the Clinton administration. And in the Clinton administration...
Might have been mafia.
A lot of people got killed. And people within that administration were known in the law enforcement community to have connections with what they call the Northwest Arkansas Mafia. Now, they aren't real mafia, but it's the Northwest Arkansas criminal drug-running money laundering bunch.
Well, it's really the state police.
there were some state police involved in this. There were private individuals involved. There were former CIA spooks involved from the Iran-Contra affair. So if there was a clique that went around and took care of Clinton's laundry, that's where it would have come from. Now, you've got guys out there that are, back in the Hoover days, they had an organization they called the Squad. And Hoover could personally, pick up the phone and say, we need to get rid of this guy. He's a communist, or he's a threat to the Bureau, or something like that. And they just went out and did it. I think that those organizations are still out there. And, we have too many professional hits that do not get investigated, and they don't get investigated.
These guys must really feel, we know they're scum, but, killing cops, they're filth.
Oh, well, they don't care. They have no souls. They have no problem with killing anybody. They're like a trained dog, you know. They're like a pit bull, and they don't have any problem with attacking or killing anybody. And I think that that's who's used by some of these globalists to eliminate problems when they get too overbearing, like you and me.
Well, I know you've been threatened. I've been threatened. I've been physically assaulted. But I like that story you tell about your granddaddy before you went to Vietnam. Tell that again.
Well, I was sitting on the front porch getting ready to go to Vietnam as a young Marine. And my grandfather was a Primitive Baptist preacher in the Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee, just an old country preacher in a wooden church. And he was sitting in the rocking chair, and he was whittling, and I was sitting on the steps looking at the mountains. And he said, "You know, son, you're getting ready to go off to that Vietnam place, ain't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, them Vietnam boys are going to be trying to kill you, aren't they?" And I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, you don't have nothing to worry about." And I said, "Why is that?" He says, "Good Lord calls you home, you can't stop it. And if he ain't ready, no one can rush it." And that's the way I've lived my life. And I've managed to go through Vietnam, the police department, flying helicopters, and cancer, and I'm still here.
Absolutely. So many people are just captured by fear, and we're going to be slaves if we let fear rule over us. And we need to take the memory of Terrence Yakey, this murdered officer, and make sure that Oklahoma City is exposed so his sacrifice is in vain.
Well, we need to take every Achilles heel on every one of the 9/11 case, this case, the Pentagon crash. I mean, everything that we find, TW-800, the Amtrak derailment, all the cases I talk about in the Medusa file, the POW-MIA situation, every time we catch them lying, we need to do one thing, and that's not ignore it. We need to stand up, get in their face, and start barking, and just go on the attack. Always be on the attack. Never be on the defensive, and never be complacent.
We're completely surrounded. Good. Don't let any of them escape.
We got them where we want them.
Yeah. Final segment. We'll talk about the rally coming up Monday and a little bit more about this case. And we're going to have you on for 2 hours in the next few weeks, Colonel. Stay with us. And we got General Benton K. Parton coming on to talk about the communist program of control.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Fruit and Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Colonel Roberts will be with us 5 minutes in the next hour, and then we've got General Benton K. Parton, former head of Air Force Weapons Development. Of course, he exposed the fact that there were clearly bombs inside the building, plus we have newscasts with the cops removing them, the BATF. So he's joining us. Maybe we'll get him to talk a little bit about Oklahoma City as well. Clearly an inside job. But if I tried to go over all the cases that are confirmed with indicted or convicted FBI agents and others, and other police, where in New York, Boston, Houston over the last few decades, they kill good cops. And normally police will freak out and run around screaming if an officer gets killed. Fine, I think that's good. But every time the feds kill a cop, and it's clear they killed the cop, same thing with you know, stuff that's happened throughout history, cops just shut up and go along with it. There's always a few real cops that don't let go of it. Colonel Craig Roberts, why is that? Why do police, when they know the feds are killing cops, let them do it and just suck their thumbs?
Well, I think, like in the Oklahoma City case, I talked to some of the officers down there. I know that they've got an entirely different kind of police department than Tulsa has. I think we're a little more rough and tumble up here on our department. We were 700 officers strong, and if this had happened in Tulsa, I personally know of two dozen guys that would have, you know, stormed City Hall to get results to get done, you know, get something done about it. But Oklahoma City, for some reason, when I talked to them, I met with 14 of their people down there one day, and I said, how come you guys aren't just screaming and jumping up and down and raising Cain? And they had this look of shock in their face, and they said, look, said, we're just trying to make retirement and get out of here. You don't understand what's going on in this department. You don't understand how bad it is. And, you know, they will do anything to shut us up or stop us.
Do they think their children and their grandchildren, and long after they're gone, their great-great-grandchildren, who I love as much as my children, they're not born yet, but I love them, I don't understand how they can deliver their children into a hell on earth. You don't have a good society, folks, when the government can blow up federal buildings.
Well, you know, it's these guys, they don't know what you and I know, and they're intimidated in their own worlds, you know, of dealing with the police department, their families, and that's about all they do. And, you know, to them, to the guys I was talking to that were, you know, they were concerned about it, and they wanted me to expose it because there's nothing their chief or their administration or their city manager could do to me because I didn't work for them and they didn't sign my paycheck. I was their only outlet, and they were doing what they could to get the information out and help me out as much as they could without them being hammered. You know, there's no saying that the nail that sticks up gets the hammer. Well, I've always stuck up, and I've always got hammered, and it doesn't bother me. But, you know, these guys aren't like you and me. They don't fix bayonets and charge. Instead, they dig the foxhole deeper. And that happens all over the country. And, you know, police are just a cross-section of society. You've got the good, you've got the 10% that are bad, and then you've got the majority that are pretty much indifferent. Leave me alone, I just want to do my job. And that's, you know, there's as many cops that sit on the couch and watch TV and don't do anything else but play golf or something as there are, you know, civilians out here. The problem, or the issue is, how come there aren't more guys like me on their department? Because I didn't find any. The only two that I ran into retired shortly after the bombing and then have now become more involved and more vocal since the chief has changed. But they had a Chief Gonzalez at the time, and trying to work through him didn't do any good because he was tied in tight with Bob Ricks and Governor Keating. He was replaced by M.T. Berry, who was obviously, you know, bought and paid for by the administration. He's now the city manager of Oklahoma City, and he's the one that, when I wrote the original letter several years ago asking to reopen the case, wrote me a one-pager back that, you know, pretty much mind your own business and go away.
And by the way, you've had the FBI come and investigate you and try to set you up.
Oh, I've had, yeah, my house was under surveillance. I was followed. My phones were tapped. It was great fun. Yeah, I had dead animals on my front porch.
And then you wrote a book about a helicopter, and then they tried to do a terrorism investigation claiming your book was a terror plan.
I wrote a book called Hellhound that had to do with an Iraqi helicopter pilot that had a high-tech helicopter that was going to blow up a nuclear power plant in California. Avon produced it. You can find it on eBay and usedbooks.com. And somebody at a ball game was talking to
Stay there. We'll be right back with Colonel Craig Roberts, quick 5 minute segment, then General Parton.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Hello.